over 20, probably 30 years ago. I had a plumbing business. I knew nothing about it, but I started one anyway. This lady, we did a plumbing, and everybody would call and complain about the price because we were sending them a bill. That was really stupid. That's why we went to flat rate, of course. Flat rate should have never been called flat rate, by the way. That's the problem. It should have been called upfront pricing or no surprises, because the problem it was meant to solve was the problem that when we sent them a bill, they didn't pay. Mm. That was the whole reason for flat rates, so we could collect up front. But the problem is we then gave all of our technicians something that they never had before, a price book.
Welcome back to another episode of the Talent Tackle Box. I'm your host, Ryan England. And in today's episode, we sit down with Rodney Cope, the founder of the new flat rate, to talk about how you can focus on hiring amazing technicians for your service business without worrying about whether or not they can sell, by giving them a menu of options to present to your customers. Let's get started. Hey, Rodney, welcome to the show today.
Hey, Ryan, glad to be here.
You know, we were talking a little bit before we got started. I think we're going to have a good, fun show here today. I know we're going to have some great stuff to talk about, but before we jump into that, what I'd love to do is I'd like to know a little bit more about you and this product that you have called the New Flat Rate. What can you tell us about it?
Well, the New Flat Rate, very simply, is a menu. The best way to describe it is if you look at waiters and waitresses, they sell hundreds of millions of dollars a day in products and services with no sales training. So the New Flat Rate is a done-for-you menu price. There's a menu for any task or repair that you need to do in a home.
I love that. We spend a lot of time, what we do over here at Core Matters is helping home service contractors find good technicians, good customer service reps. And the number one thing they always ask me is, can you find one that's good at solving problems and fixing things and great at sales? and that's a high bar. That's a high bar. So your product actually allows someone to be a great technician, but make it easy to sell. Is that what I heard right?
Every contractor thinks they were a great selling technician. Oh, I could sell ice to an Eskimo. You know, I was so great at it. But then they start their own company, and the first thing they want to do is hire somebody else to do that, because if you're any good at all, it's darn hard.
It is.
And they don't want to do it.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing too. Sales is the cornerstone to any good home service contractor's business. If they're not in there selling things that the customer hasn't identified yet, it's going to be a real tough road.
Well, that's true.
So the new flat rate makes it easier to hire good technicians, good customer service reps, but make it easier for them to sell. Right now, one of the things that we're all dealing with, there's two things. Number one, can't find any good people. And number two, this economy is a little uncertain right now, a little iffy. So I would imagine that a product like yours can help somebody get through some of this uncertainty, get through some of these hiring challenges, still keep revenue flowing.
Absolutely. Didn't we think the economy was about to go bananas? Didn't we think that skilled trades were going to take a real dive when the whole COVID thing hit? But on the contrary, most companies, certainly all of our clients all across the United States, their income, their opportunities, everything just went up, up, up. Our business went up, up, up. We were surprised. People said, oh, well, people are home. Things are breaking. They get them fixed. Well, absolutely. So, what we have not seen, a serious economic crisis. Mm-hmm. Now, in 2008, if you were doing new construction or selling carpet like the companies in my town here, and then housing just stops, yeah, that was a crisis. We're talking 30,000 people laid off just in my town from those flooring industries.
Wow.
We have not seen a serious crisis like that in the home services repair. Could we? What's happening right now? Right now, we don't know where inflation is going. We don't know where interest is going. We don't know that. We don't know where jobs are going. So we've got some big unknowns. So How can we be sure to position ourselves for success? It comes down to the importance of prioritizing the customer interaction, the service call, the sales opportunity, whatever it is. We need to have the right person in the right place with the right tools at the right time. Those opportunities will come. What we don't know, what you and I don't know, is am I going to have way less opportunities, way less service and repair calls? So that could happen. And why? The homeowner only has so much money. If their credit cards, look at credit card interest. I just got a new American Express card. They'll give me 5% back up to $120,000. Why will they do that? Because so many people don't pay, and the interest rate is 29%. Wow. Now, if that's you, Ryan, let's say we've got five cards maxed out. We can't even pay them off. We're servicing the interest, can barely pay for our home and our automobile. And the HVAC guy comes in and says, oh, this unit's old. You just need to replace it. And there's no way in the world that we can A, come up with the money, B, qualify for the credit. Yeah. That could hurt, couldn't it? So what do we have to do? We have to be creative, okay? Yeah. Number one, we have to be willing to fix and repair more often than before. Do better jobs, higher qualities. Get these people down the road 4 or 5 years if they need it. The people with money will always have money. So don't worry about that. You're going to have plenty of people. They're prepared, whatever. They can buy what you have. But I'll say one more thing about that. You can't sell parkas in the spring when they're buying bikinis. Sell what the people need. Sell what they will buy. You're a businessman. That means you're a broker. You broker materials, equipment, and labor to solve needs, wants, and desires. If they don't want HVAC, if they don't want new water heaters, find out what they want, offer it to them, find a way.
I mean, there's a ton that we could unpack there just around mindset and just think how we think about the business, how we think about the interaction with the customer, a lot of great things. And I love what you said about sometimes people aren't going to be able to afford the new unit. So let's just fix it. Let's get it down the road. Let's not worry about it. And the new flat rate can help our technicians be able to have those conversations.
I'm going to tell you a key to sales. And if you don't get anything else, get this one thing. This is a key. It's made me millions of dollars. The key is quit trying to sell something that they didn't call you for. If I come home and my air conditioner is not working and I call you to come and fix my air conditioner, don't even think about trying to sell me something else. Because I'll get pretty ticked off.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I won't buy other things. Don't be trying to sell me anything. Mr. Customer, I'm a little concerned. What are we here for today? Air conditioner's broke. Oh my gosh, I'm going to take care of it. Hey, did the office tell you about our service charge? Oh yeah, no problem. Listen, I'm going to go check it out top to bottom. When I come back, I'll have some options for you. I'll come find you and we'll go over them. Is that fair enough? Yeah. Oh, and if you take a repair today, I'll waive the service fee. Don't worry about that. Okay, great. So his stress is down mostly because I showed up. You know what I mean? Oh, good. He's here.
Absolutely.
That means we can get this done. I can go back to work, go back to, you know, inconvenience, Ryan. People will buy higher options for inconvenience more than anything else, okay? They don't care about going green. They don't care about saving the whales. They'll throw a few pennies at it, okay? They don't care about efficiency. They don't care about their power bill. They just want that darn air conditioner blowing cold air, okay?
Yeah.
Everything else is ancillary. It's outside of that. So if you're not focusing on that, you're already ticking them off. I'll take care of it. Don't you worry about it. I'll check it out. When I come back, I'll have some options. Their stress levels. Oh, good. It's going to be taken care of.
Wow.
Now, when you come back, You found a problem. And so you've got your options, whether you wrote them up, whether you found them, whatever. And I'll just, and please be sure and ask me about selling technicians when I get done with this. But you come back, you've got some options. Mr. Customer, I'm a little concerned. I found a fault in the refrigerant circulating system. Hey, but don't worry, I've got some options. Okay. So I told him, I'm a little concerned. Stress starts to go up and then I bring it back down. Hey, don't worry. I've got some options. Take care of the whole thing. Just so you know, my top option is most premium. It's also the most permanent, but that's where I can take my time, do a great job, give you a better warranty. What I'm talking about is, and now I completely explain my top option, which is not a bunch of pieces and parts. It's my ability to bring talent, wisdom, knowledge, experience, craftsmanship, tender loving care. How can I bring all those? I can bring, first thing is we'll do a complete clean and flush of the refrigerant system. We want to make sure that the entire system is clean, pure, sanitized, and ready to take in the new refrigerant. See, I talked about the system. I'm going to check the electrical control system. I want everything working together. That's where you get your efficiency. That's where you get your longevity. That's why we can give you a better warranty. If I just go through all of these different things for you, we'll completely clean the system. We'll service it. And not only that, one of us will come back next year and just check it again. Make sure it's as great as when I leave here today. Now, if I did all that, it would be, and there's my higher price. But take a look, there's other options. What should we do? Always five options on every page, and the bottom option is just that basic repair. If that's all they want, there's a basic repair, maybe a 30-day, maybe a 90-day warranty. By the way, why would the warranty be low when they just say fix it and forget it? You didn't check things, you didn't go deep, you didn't go through all the systems. Why should you, an experienced, certified, talented craftsman, why should you, and forget about the warranty being from the company, the warranty is from me, the technician, why should I guarantee my work when you just wanted me to put a Band-Aid on it and patch it? See what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I say, hey, just fix it and forget it, I'm not expecting a 2-year warranty, a 5-year. Don't give away the farm. Don't give away the farm when they haven't bought your talent, when they haven't bought your goods, when they haven't paid you. You know, I wrote a book called Why Won't They Pay Me What I'm Worth? Quit giving it away. When if all they want is a quick patch and fix, that's okay. It's theirs, right? It's theirs. Mm. I might say, hey, do you want me to go through this completely? It might take a day or two. They say, I would love that, but our child graduates this afternoon. We're having a party tonight. Could you just patch it up? Get it? Yeah, it's what they want. But here's the other thing. They called me because they had no air conditioning. They did not call me and say, hey, can you come and give me a quote on a brand new high efficiency, most expensive thing you got, air conditioning? They didn't say that, did they? But when I say my top option is this, it's beautiful. It's the most premium. It's where I go through everything and renovate it and bring it back just like the factory. But if I did all that, it's X. Well, maybe if I did all that, it's $38.99. And they say, you know what? I like that. I bet that's what I need. But you know what? This was here when I bought the house. I bet it's 17 years old. Hey, how much is a new system? And then I'm like, oh, gee. Like, I would have never thought of that in 100 years. I say, oh, gee, I've got some options for that. Yeah. Would you like to see it?
Go ahead. Crazy. You are describing almost exactly the last interaction I had with my old, notice I said they're old, they're no longer my contractor for my AC. He comes out and he's like, oh yeah, it needs all this stuff. And it was like a $7,000 repair bill. Right. And I was like, and that's all he did. He just said $7,000. And I was like, there's no way to get it heating or cooling a little bit better now. And he's like, nope, $7,000 repair bill. He's like, but you know, the unit's 12 years old. So you want to buy a brand new one? I'm just like, I just want to get it just through the winter. I'm a little cold right now.
Let me just get us to blow for 3 hours.
I'm just like, what is going on here? So I love this. So a couple of things here that I want to ask, because I know people are listening right now and saying, okay, this is all great, Rodney, but no, two things. Number one, I don't have technicians that can help me sell like that. First thing. And then the second thing is, sounds like a lot of work to put together these five different plans and these options and to figure out where the warranties kick in. Help me understand how we do that.
That's already done. We've got thousands and thousands of menus already made. But here's an interesting thing. Let's say there's a problem with the outdoor unit. Maybe it's the compressor lugs are starting to need to be redone. And then, but also on the indoor unit, maybe we've got a problem there. Maybe the blower motor is shot. Okay, that's two different repairs. We show them five options for this one, five options for that one. They might take a top option there. They might take a basic or a Band-Aid over here. I don't care. I give them the options. Retail is when you walk in to your big box store, Lowe's, Home Depot, Menards, and you want a screwdriver, and there's a Stanley, there's maybe a Craftsman, and there's a Klein, maybe a Southwire. Why do they have so many screwdrivers? Because I'm buying Klein, or it ain't mine, okay? Somebody else, they don't care. They'll buy the Stanley. They're not going to buy that $9 Klein screwdriver, but they'll buy a $2 Stanley.
Yeah.
Okay. You, me, we're all the same. We don't think we are, but we are. We look at a menu, we make a choice in less than 10 seconds, we choose it, we're happy, and there's no buyer's remorse.
Wow. So that second piece there, that's what the new flat rate does. It's all set up.
Mm-hmm.
I probably put in a couple of fields, customize it, make my own, but it's all done. Is that fair?
It's ready to go.
Wow.
You could throw all your other pricing information away and just use it from the first day you get it.
Now, say I'm a contractor and I run Service Titan. You guys just recently put that together, didn't you? To where this integrates?
Well, we do have an integration with Service Titan. We integrate with every CRM there is at one level or another.
Wow. So I can add this on and I don't have to build anything.
No. And here's the other thing. This will pay for every one of those and a new truck every year for every technician.
Love it.
This puts $150,000 in brand new profit for every truck you've got on the road every year. That's crazy, isn't it?
Wow, that is. So let's talk about my second question, which is, I don't have any technicians that can do this, that can sell like you did. I was listening to you and I was like,
stop turning away work, burning out your team and working so hard. Learn about the proven process that businesses everywhere are using to save time, save money, and hire all the people they need. We'll train your team to implement and run this process in-house so you can grow as fast as you want. Book a call with our team at corematters.com.
Guy needs to be a sales trainer. I don't know if you are.
Well, no, but at one time maybe I thought I was, except I was never a good salesman. I mean, I thought I was that too, but my numbers never really bored out.
But everything you just said made sense. So I got some technicians. They're good techs. They don't like to make eye contact with the homeowner. They're uncomfortable explaining things. Is it really that easy?
No, it's easier. See, here's the thing. People say, oh, I want a service technician, but I want somebody that can sell. No. And then they say this. Now, by the way, we should have the disclaimer that I'm not going to be offended by something Rodney says, but you will be. Here's the disclaimer. We are a quality service company. We only care about our customer. We only do high quality craftsmanship. You're just a darn liar, but you don't know it.
Mm.
I've ridden with technicians with some of the finest companies in America who only do quality work. And you know how they do a service agreement maintenance?
Mm.
They take their hose, plug it into the customer's house, and they just wash off the outside unit. And that's it. Now, you know that the service agreement or the maintenance agreement says more than that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's why. Here's the problem. Service technicians are born from their mother's womb with a desire to fix, repair, to service, to help, to be your friend, okay? To be kind, to get you up and going. And I was an electrician. The thrill of my life was when somebody had to say the elevator on their grain bin wasn't working, and they had trucks backed up with grain and they're trying to unload them and it won't work. And I come out there and I walk over there with my tester and my tool belt on, and I open a few boxes and I look around, I test and check a few things, and then I find the problem, I fix it. And now I'm ready to push the button that's going to start the elevator. You know what I want? I want everybody watching. You see, this is the moment I'm a hero. But here's the thing. I haven't even tested it. And I know when I push that button, it's going to go. That is a true service person. I love the thrill of the chase. I love the challenge of the job. The rush that I get is when I push that button. It goes, I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if I go back to the shop and my boss looks me in the eye, pats me on the back and says, Rodney, you are amazing. You can fix anything. No wonder our customers love you. I'll work for that man for the rest of my life. But if he says this, hey, come here. You got a second? Hey, why didn't you charge him to tighten all of those? So you went through and you cleaned up all. Why didn't you charge him for that? Why didn't you charge him to program that thermostat? Or I heard you put a light switch in that the customer bought after we. Why'd you do that and you didn't charge him? Now, how long am I going to work for that guy?
Now you're speaking my language. I'm with you 100% on that one. There's such little value in a service technician being of service these days that we almost discount them.
Now, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
What do they want? They want the technician to sell and upsell. Why? Because their system, their business model is not working, does not work. The guy goes out and fixes stuff. They send a bill or the guy collects. It's not enough. They still can't make payroll and pay themselves. If the business model is broken, and so we take the poor technician, and now we're going to build everything on top of him. He's got to fix it. But I'm going to tell you something. If you have a service technician who is a good craftsman, can do great work, fix, repair, but he can also, gee, Mr. Customer, let me, I have a word with you. He can sell, upsell, increase it, and bring the money back to you. That's not a service technician. That is not a serviceman. There is a name for that person because that's right brain, left brain. That's extremely high intelligence level. That is an entrepreneur. And you better enjoy the money and put it in the bank because he won't be there long. When he gets to that level, first he becomes a technician, then a selling technician, then a prima donna. Hey, I'm not crawling through that attic. Let Joey do that. I want to go over here on this 17-year-old furnace. Prima donna. He tells you how he's going to work for you. By the way, I won't be here Friday. My kid's got a basketball game. And after prima donna, the next step is free agent. Now your competitors hear about him because you can't shut your mouth. And somebody hires him away. Or he's smart and goes and sells BMWs so he can ride in air conditioning and soft leather. Or he becomes your competitor. So our business model is flawed. The basic model does not work, doesn't bring in enough money. The prima donna sales model is temporary, and we have to keep looking for more of these prima donnas. And in the end, as my wife used to say, I know, Rodney, but there's never money at Christmas.
Well, I like the way you break that down. Hire service technicians who serve, hire salespeople who sell, because if you hire someone that can do both, you're just grooming your competition.
And I can tell you where to get them.
Let's do that.
First of all, we think, oh, nobody wants to work. Oh, baloney. We think, oh, gee, the phone's not ringing. Baloney. But it's ringing at 30 times more companies than it did 20 years ago because we ran all these guys off and they all started their companies. And believe me, people still need air conditioning, heating, plumbing, whatever. But it's getting harder and harder to find because these one and two truck guys, they don't advertise in the yellow pages like we used to. So where are they first? Number one, where did everybody go? Are they still sitting at home collecting unemployment? No. But remember who we used to get in our business. We used to get people who were probably could have went to college, but they didn't for some reason. They were sharp people, but they didn't have the money, didn't have the time. Maybe they had to get married or something. Point is, if we could introduce them to skilled labor, if we could get them to come, we could keep them for a long, long time. till we got into the whole this selling nonsense. Okay. But where are those people now? Where are they? Ryan, let me ask you this, just for the fun of it, pick your brain. Where is our labor force? Now, I can tell you where to hire people, and I can tell you how to hire them. But first, where did all the boys go?
Oh, I mean, in the work we do, a lot of them went the tech space. They went the tech route.
That's true.
They went to the stuff that's fun, the stuff that their parents wanted them to do. I've heard parents say, no self-respecting son of mine is going to be a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to turn a wrench for a living.
I hadn't even thought about that. That's brilliant. Now, you know, Ryan, that didn't exist 20 years ago. That's an excellent answer. The whole tech, it didn't exist. Mm. I didn't even have that as one of my answers. That's a great answer. Now, by the way, over 20, probably 30 years ago, I had a plumbing business. I knew nothing about it, but I started one anyway. This lady, we did a plumbing, and everybody would call and complain about the price because we were sending them a bill. That was really stupid. That's why we went to flat rate, of course. Flat rate should have never been called flat rate, by the way. That's the problem. It should have been called upfront pricing or no surprises, because the problem it was meant to solve was the problem that when we sent them a bill, they didn't pay.
Mm.
That was the whole reason for flat rates, so we could collect up front. But the problem is we then gave all of our technicians something that they never had before, a price book. But now, I love your answer. So the tech route was one thing available, okay? Now, what's another route? Look what happened. You go back 5 years, maybe six, 5 years. Maybe say, maybe 10. Everybody, you, me, everybody, what would we do? When we needed something, we would get in our car, drive through the shopping center, the mall, the whatever. We would buy it, and then we would put it in our vehicle, and we would drive it home.
Mm.
300 million people going to the store every day and driving it home. Now what happens? 300 million people click a button on their phone or laptop, and somebody at a services center, store, distribution center, now there's somebody. Somebody now is working in a place that never existed really before. They're at Amazon or they're at whatever, and they put it in a box, and it goes through shipping, and then it goes into a truck. And those trucks every day have to deliver to 300 million people that used to go get it themselves. I bet we've got 1,000 times more employees driving Amazon, UPS, FedEx, you name it, whether it's Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and then you've got going up to the trucking companies, Yellow Freight, Hunt, all of the freight companies, then all of the distribution. And Ryan, what are they building more of right now than anything else in the whole world? Do you know what it is?
Tell me.
Everywhere you go, you see these huge concrete buildings go up with 100 truck docks on this side and 100 truck docks on, and you'll see 5 of them in an industrial complex that they just built.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? And then who's the smart? The smart guy, Ryan. I love this. I saw it the other day. My wife and I going down the road, and there's 5 new 200 truck distribution centers being built. Brand new tilt-up concrete walls. And then there's one great big truck wash. Because there's going to be 1 million trucks a month go in and out of here, and he sets up a truck wash. Brilliant.
Wow. Yeah.
But so I don't forget, let me tell you how to hire, because there still are some guys turning tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
And remember what I said about their core value. They want to help, to serve, to befriend. They want to be appreciated for their talent, skill, knowledge, wisdom, and craftsmanship. But guess where they are, Ryan? Every morning, they go sit in a sales class that their boss makes them suffer through to try to tell them that you have to look through the house. You have to find everything. And then you have to upsell the customer. You have to come back with the big tickets. Oh, we'll throw money at you when you do that. Now, a true craftsman Does he want to sit and listen to that every day?
Absolutely not.
No. And they quit for two reasons, Ryan. Reason number one, the boss is a jerk. And that's because he doesn't appreciate him, right? And reason number two that they quit today, the boss is a greedy jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you how to hire him. Because these people, I'm telling you, that will quit working for guys that are trying to tell them they have to sell and upsell, the guys that will quit are the guys that are craftsmen. They have skills. They're the guy you want.
Yeah.
When I started my business, when I went to flat rate in the late 90s, I had the same problem. I was driving off the good craftsmen, the guys that could actually solve problems, but they wouldn't talk to the customer. Okay, now tell me. Now, here's how you get them. Here's how you get them, Ryan. And it's just because they're still there. Mm-hmm. There's still some of them that are struggling and either working for that high pressure selling skilled trades company, or they've already quit and they're not doing all that well on their own. But they're craftsmen. And here's how you get them. Number one, do your research. What's the highest average hourly pay in my town? So I'm in Dalton, Georgia, and I'm going to guess it's about $25 an hour for, let's say, a HVAC tech, an electrician. Yeah, that's probably about it. It may go 30, but I don't think so. So let's just say 25. Let's say I did my research.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable. I could go 30. That's no problem. But I can start to say, here's my ad, and it can go out on social media. Put it up in the supply stores, whatever you do, but we can get it out. We can staple signs on telephone poles. Okay, here it is. Plumbers needed immediately for work in and around Dalton, Georgia. $25 an hour plus benefits. Call Rodney at such and such. Now, here's the three words that make the phone ring.
Mm.
No selling required.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to attract craftsmen that have been mistreated and abused. You know what I should call this? I should call this the Abused Technicians Rescue Program. Mm. Have you been mistreated? Have you been cussed out by your boss?
Yeah, no, I get it. I think it's fun. Some of these things you're talking about, we do when we're looking for techs, because it is the thing. Most of them been mistreated. Their boss is a jerk. I like the clarification. The boss is a greedy jerk and they're tired of it. And they want to go out and they just want to fix units and they want to serve the customer. They don't want to sit in sales training. They don't want to deal with sales quotas. They don't want to get yelled at because they didn't upsell this ticket and their average tickets are too low and all that other stuff. And I think that having a resource like the new flat rate is a great way to take these great service technicians and give them a tool that will help them with increasing revenue, better serving the customer, giving the customer what they want, and ultimately making you a more profitable business.
Absolutely.
Rodney, I think today I learned a lot. I got a bunch of notes here. I'm sure that our listeners had a lot. You've also got some resources available for our listeners that I'd love for you to tee up, and then we're going to get the links and put them in the show notes so that people have access to them. But tell me about some of those free resources you have.
Let me just give away something simple. Everybody wants to sell service agreements, maintenance programs. I don't know if they still do Groupons. I can actually show you how to handle those where you can go in and do a seasonal readiness checkup in like under 15 minutes, easy with happy customers. There's a lot of things you can do, but let's just start with the basic one, how to sell service agreements in 10 seconds or less.
Wow.
Anybody could sell a service agreement anywhere in the United States in under 10 seconds, probably 7 out of 10 times. And it's, I call it service agreement magic. I'll put the link in it. They can go and it's on YouTube. You can, or they can search for it. They can find it. Service agreement magic. What I did is I studied retail.
Mm.
Home Depot, Lowe's, Sears, automobile dealerships. I test drove 350 automobiles.
Poor guy.
At car dealerships in my career while researching how does Ford do what they do. I bought 50, but I was a test driving maniac. Anyway, happy to put the link there. And then there's another one. It's important, I think, to prioritize. I used to sell a Manna when I had an air conditioning company. Mm-hmm. At one time, the leaders of the the distributor, I think it's called Associated Equipment in the Knoxville, Chattanooga area. Some of the best businessmen I've ever met. One day he said to a group of us, he said, you only need about 1,800 good customers to run a good, successful business. He says, you don't all need everybody else's business. He says, you just need to focus on an area. And oh my gosh, that changed my life. That began what I later called creative call taking. And it's a way where anybody who answers the phone can almost immediately prioritize this customer as 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. If it's a number one, we're going today. But the other side of creative call taking is you can't do block scheduling. None of this old, I don't know if anybody does it anymore, but everybody hated the cable TV company because they said we'd be there before between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock. It blows your whole day.
Oh.
It's a game changer.
Awesome. Hey, Ronnie, thank you so much for being on the show today. I learned a lot. I know this is going to be a valuable episode for our listeners. We'll have those links in the show notes. So thanks again. And for those of you that are looking for a way to not only get your business through these potential uncertain economy, these uncertain times, dealing with all of that, but also giving your technicians a way to sell without having them be salesmen, check out the new flat rate. We'll have links to that in the show notes as well. Thanks again, Rodney, for being here.
It was great. I love it. A lot of fun.